You're listening to Westman Magazine on 880 CKLQ, and with me on the phone this afternoon is Tina Fougere. She is president and founder of the Canadian National Autism Foundation. Hi, Tina.
Hi, and how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for visiting with us today. We have such an important topic to talk about with some good news attached to it, and hopefully bring some light to people who aren't familiar with autism. So let's start with the obvious question. What is autism?
It's a complex developmental disability that is usually diagnosed around 2 years old, and it affects the socialization of children, it affects their speech, it affects their learning. There's different varying degrees of how it affects different children with autism. It could be from severe to mild, depending upon the diagnosis.
Now, you have firsthand knowledge of dealing with autism. Your son, Nathan, was diagnosed. How have things been with your family, with Nathan? I mean, you want him to have as normal a childhood as possible, I'm sure.
Yeah, you'd expect for your child to reach their fullest potential and be the best that they can be with whatever their challenges are in life. You know, in the very beginning, we didn't expect the gains that he has made. He has made tremendous gains, whether it be learning, sociability. It's come a long way. And that's what we want people to know, that they do learn. Give them the opportunity. They can learn as long as people are willing to open up their hearts and allow these children to express themselves for who they are, not what you expect them to be.
Now, with many things, there are no cures, and I assume it's the same with autism, but definitely some controls that can be put in place.
Yeah, there's no cure as of now, but there is some things that they have in place, such as IBI, which is intensive behavioral intervention, where they work with children one-on-one to help them learn with their socialization, their play, their academics. And there's also ABA that helps children as well. It's along the same line. It's applied behavioral analysis, and that helps children with their social skills and developmental skills.
With Nathan and his background in autism and your family working your life around that, and integrating it into some sense of normalcy, this is where the founding of the Canadian National Autism Foundation came into play.
Yes, it did. It came into place back in the year 2000. I found that I was struggling to try and find information out there to help me with my son, places to go. I wasn't receiving a lot of response on where I could get this information, and it became very, very overwhelming with helping me in school programs before they enter school. So I decided that it was about time that I did something, and that came to be the Canadian National Autism Foundation back in the year 2000.
Now, you must have had some goals in mind when you founded this foundation, and I'm sure that some of those goals are being reached. Are there some that we're still striving to get out there? I'm assuming, of course, awareness is a big part of it.
You know, what we do at the foundation is we strongly believe in promoting autism awareness and assisting families with information that they need at their fingertips, not something that's going to take 2 months or a month to find the information that they need, because parents don't have that long to wait for information. They need it, and they need it yesterday. And then, of course, we raise funds for Canadian-based research. That's very important to find out what the triggers are that have had our kids have the diagnosis of autism, whether it's genetics and environmental or if it's just genetics. We need to know exactly what causes autism and then work from there. But, you know, there's such a struggle out there in life where, you know, because it's not something that's visual in our children, you know, it's something that's not being recognized, and people are putting this tag on our children as badly behaved children.
Fundraising, obviously, a big part of this, and there are a number of ways that the Canadian National Autism Foundation does that. Awareness, you and I have mentioned a number of times, and it is key. Now, I got a CD in this week, and I know I have it because you sent it to me, of a song called Don't Give Up On Me, Autism. It is absolutely beautiful, and it grabbed my attention. I have to tell you, Tina, I get goosebumps every time I listen to it. Tell us a little bit about the song.
Well, the song, when I first started up the foundation, I was trying to contact people. Obviously, to get anywhere in life, you need somebody that's recognizable. And I got in touch with this Canadian-Australian singer-songwriter, Victoria Boland. Her mother and herself had invited me to speak with them, and I did. And they interviewed me and my son and his twin sister. And I just told them about how our life has been living with a child with autism and how it's been on his sister, you know, and the rest of the family. And just listening to us, they came up with these words, which you've heard through this song, for a CD. And she presented it to me as in singing it at one of our events. And I cried and I said, how? How did you get inside of me? That is what I'm trying to explain. People need to hear that. It's not all easy for us. You know, it's hard. It's a real struggle on the family.
My guess is that once people hear this song, it will grab them like it grabbed me, and they will want to find out about autism, find out a little bit more about it, do a little research, and maybe help out in any way that they can, whether that is financially or through some sort of passing the information and education along.
Exactly. And, you know, that's all we want. We want something that's going to let people into our hearts to see how our life is living with autism. I mean, it's not all bad. Don't get me wrong. I love my son. I would never trade him in for the world. He has taught me a different way of life, total different way of life, and it's great, and that's what they need to do. But this CD, what we want people to learn from this CD is, you know, these kids are kids too, as well as adults, and we need people to understand that, you know what, we need the awareness out there. It's a fundraiser, but more importantly, people need to hear that this is life.
Is this CD going to be available to the public if they would like to purchase it?
The CD is available only through our website right now at www.cnaf.net.
We will direct people there. I'm sure they can also find out more information on autism, on the foundation, how they can help, and what role they can play in getting the message out about autism.
Yeah, and if you go onto our website, they'll show you a picture of the front of the CD. The picture on the front of the CD is the singer with my son on front of it. And if you click on there, it'll give you the information of who has helped us out with this CD. And plus, there's a connection to go to www.autismsong.com, and it gives you a bio on the singer, different information about how the song came to be, things like that that the mother has put together of the singer.
All right. Well, I hope it brings all kinds of awareness to autism, to your foundation, and hopefully we can garner a little more help from you from our little corner of Canada here.
I do too, Leanne. You know, the numbers with autism have jumped so dramatically. It's scary. It is classified as an epidemic as far as I'm concerned. I mean, 1 in 5,000 5 years ago, and now it's 1 in 166 being diagnosed. That's a lot.
Those statistics are staggering.
It's an awful lot, and it's scary. And, you know, we need the government, we need everybody to step up. I know this is not the only disability out there, but, you know, this is something that they do live with.
Well, it is a disability that affects people, and the statistics you have given us more and more every day. And, well, let's see if we can't help them out a little bit. Congratulations on the foundation. I know you're helping a lot of families, and hopefully we can help a few more. And the song Don't Give Up on Me, Autism, I'm going to invite people to listen for right here on CKLQ. Tina, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Leanne. And we appreciate you allowing us to speak and get the word out there about autism.
I've been speaking with Tina Fougere. She is president and founder of the Canadian National Autism Foundation. The song is called Don't Give Up on Me, Autism. Listen for it on CKLQ. And if you want to check out the website, please do so, www.cnaf.net. You're listening to Westman Magazine on 880 CKLQ.